Joining us now from the right here in the KYMN studios is Gayla Mollekamp, Rice County Commissioner. Good morning, Gayla.
How are you doing today? Good morning, Jeff. Good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Good. Good. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.
We're at the end of the year, as you well know. We're December the 1st. I guess we're not quite at the end yet. But,
Getting close.
From a standpoint of governments doing business, you're going to be wrapping up pretty soon, as is everybody. And that means tax levies, budgets, all that stuff gets finalized. Why don't we start off with that? Is everything is for the budget and the tax levy? Everything as far as the county is concerned, pretty much in place right now?
Yeah, it is pretty much in place. We set the preliminary levy back at the end of September, and that is going to be coming in at that came in at 4.84, and I do not see that changing. Going down any further than that at this point when we approve the final levy.
All right, 4.84. As far as the budget goes, are there big differences from what we've seen in recent years to the 2022 budget? Are there any new expenses or less expenses that have made a significant impact upon that?
Sure. So, yeah, in the past, we've had levies at 5%, 7%. So this is a little bit lower than what we've had in the past, and for many reasons, people can't afford it right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that have been on unemployment for a while because of the COVID situation. So it's a tough world out there right now, and adding more taxes on top of hurt. You know, people are hurting right now, so adding more taxes is not a good idea.
Let's talk about 2021 thus far. We're almost done with the year. The pandemic has had such an impact on everything that everyone does,
right.
Obviously. From a financial standpoint, Rice County, the government has come to the aid of so many entities that are in need.
Right.
Which,
yes.
I mean,
from small businesses to nonprofits.
As a county entity, you're charged with administrating some of those things. Has the government stepped up for you? I mean, for Rice County, we haven't had any deficits or anything. Has the government covered everything that they have said they were going to cover?
Right, yes. So during the pandemic, we did not have to do any layoffs. We didn't cut pay, so on and so forth. Things were good. Mm-hmm. People paid their taxes. And so we were very good. There were a lot of counties that had people behind on their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we were fortunate here in Rice County that people were able to pay their taxes.
Looking at the expenses that Rice County have, a big expense of that is social services and such, because as a county, you administrate a lot of the stuff from the state.
Correct.
Street funding and spread that out. But has there been an increase in that due to the pandemic or maybe some of the other economic factors?
So we saw an increase in the SNAP program for food assistance. And part of that was there was an actual need. People were laid off. But also previous to COVID, we saw an increase because the federal government changed the requirements and loosened them up a bit. So, but during the pandemic, yes, we certainly saw an increase in our food assistance mm-hmm. program.
All right, let's talk about the taxation. As you had mentioned before, less than 5% increase as far as the county goes. This has been an interesting year in that the homes that have sold in Rice County, boy, the prices have really gone up, especially here in Northfield. They've
right.
just skyrocketed. Along with that, the valuations of houses, everyone's house has gone up.
Correct.
As well. But we do have a truth in taxation hearing every
Correct.
Year.
Yes.
So people, if they have an opportunity or if they would like to express a concern, they're going to be able to do that. And the final one, the big one, is coming up this week.
So, sure. So we the truth in taxation meeting. Yep, absolutely. We talk about the budget, and this is our opportunity for the public to come and hear about the Rice County budget, the
mm-hmm.
final budget, which will be tomorrow, Thursday, 6 o'clock at mm-hmm. the Rice County Government Services Building.
Mm-hmm.
And we go through the budget process, and then we give the public an opportunity to ask questions.
Okay. And that is as far as the type of questions, it's all geared towards what the budget is and the spending this year?
Correct, okay. Yes. But we also will have staff there from the assessor's office
mm-hmm.
if people wish to ask questions about the valuation of their properties or their house or buildings. So they'll be there to help answer questions if somebody from the public has any questions about that.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add about either the budget, taxes, or that truth and taxation?
Sure. Period? So, obviously, you know, we've had a couple rounds of funding from the federal government,
mm-hmm.
and most of that money was spent on small business grants. We bought some equipment for a food shelf program in Faribault from St. Vincent de Paul. You know, we distributed that money out through Rice County to some of the nonprofits and so on and so forth. So second round, we're working on that. And then obviously we have the infrastructure bill that'll be coming to us at some point here.
You mentioned the second round, still working on that. Are there certain types of funding that might be available that people should know about? Has that all been spoken for yet? Or?
Sure. So the federal government laid out like four or five areas in which we could spend the money. And, of course, public health, social services, employment, so on and so forth are the areas that we have to focus on distributing the funds.
All right. Once again, Rice County Commissioner Galen Mollica is with us. Galen, we last time we talked to you, you were moving along. You had just approved the funding of a new jail.
Correct.
And that work is now really, I want to say in progress, but it's really in progress right now. You're working on it. Where are you at with that? Where's the county at?
Sure. So the county has identified the property. They are working with the landowner on the sale of that property. They came together on a price of the property. So there, if people remember where the Faribault Family Drive-In was, as you came into Faribault from Northfield, going south on Highway 3, on your right-hand side would have been, is still, the cemetery. On the left would have been the family drive-in, and it's back behind Borchardt Motors back there.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's 109 acres that the county is buying for that area, of that area. The city of Faribault is going to be putting a roundabout in right there at Highway 3, and that has been a long-term goal. Actually, I believe that they got federal funding for that. And they're going to start that project next year.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to actually build a road going to the east up over the river to the east side of Faribault.
All right.
And the city of Faribault would also like to buy or negotiate some property from the county along the river for a park and a trailhead and kayak on-off site for the river.
And so that will all be part of that 109 acres?
Correct.
Okay. And
yes.
How much of that will be developed as the jail?
22 of those acres.
22 of those
yes.
acres. Okay.
So we have some interest from a few Faribault organizations about possibly buying some of that acreage for economic development.
All right.
So by the time it's all said and done, there might also be a few housing projects in the area. All said and done, we will mm-hmm. retain the 22 acres, but probably sell off the rest of it.
All right. And I apologize for this, but did you say that, has that been closed on yet, that deal closed on those 109 acres, or
It's in progress. It'll be here. Okay. I think they're closing sometime in the next couple weeks.
Okay. All right. Once again, Galen Mollica is with us. I also wanted to talk to you about the roundabout. We talked a little bit about that at Highway 19 and 35.
There's
going to be a, what is it, a six-legged roundabout.
Yes.
Is that coming closer to fruition?
Sure. So the county actually had an open house on that back in September, I believe. No, it was in November, early November. And it was a fair amount of people that showed up. It wasn't heavily attended, but a lot of people from that area did come to it that live out along the Highway 19 or the Bagley Avenue area. There was a representative from the state of Minnesota there, and then the engineering firm that is designing the project.
Mm-hmm.
So that went very well. Six-legged, yep. So there's two frontage roads, Hazelwood Avenue going to the north, and then Old Dutch going to the south, and then the on and off ramps to the interstate, and then the east-west Highway 19.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they call it a six-legged roundabout.
All right. One of the things that projects that could come into fruition at some point is there's been a lot of discussion about some commercial industrial development out in that area by the interstate.
Sure.
Is this going to provide access for all that? Will that make, is this going to make it a little bit easier for them to develop out there?
Well, you know, obviously there's parcels of property on both sides of Highway 19 there before you go to the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly there has been some talk about development there.
Mm-hmm.
As I always call it, tire kickers. And nothing, there is nothing concrete at this point in time, but there's a lot of interest.
Gail Malika, again with us. As far as government funding, you mentioned with COVID and the relief packages, Rice County, and really everyone's got a lot of money from that for various causes. But President Biden was in town or in Rosemount yesterday touting his infrastructure bill and how it's going to take, how it's going to affect Minnesota. You know, my guess would be that roundabout's probably a little too late for that, but do you have, is it part of, are you going to be depending on money from the government for that, from that infrastructure program, or are there other projects that you are, you know, kind of having your sights
sure.
as far as that money goes?
Sure. So we don't know exactly what we're going to mm-hmm. get. We know Minnesota's going to get $6 billion. I believe it was, and you know, that'll get divided up. That'll go to the state of Minnesota, and then they'll figure out how to divide it up. I think a lot of it in the transportation will be grant process to the counties and cities, and the other big piece in that is broadband. But as far as any of that infrastructure money going for that roundabout, no, it won't. Not at this point, because that's too advanced yet at this point in time.
All right.
We have received funding from the state of Minnesota, already in some grants, for that project.
Once again, Galen Malika with us. Boy, that's all the questions that I have. Galen, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Sure. You know, we're excited about the you know, the infrastructure money coming, because one of the big things we've been focusing on
mm-hmm.
is internet access in the rural area. And so also getting some of that money, and I think a lot of that will come out in a grant process as well. We still do have pockets within the county in the rural area that do not have any access to broadband. So we'll be working on that to get those taken care of. So.
All right. And I have my own property in one of those areas in Waterford Township. So you can bet that actually is Dakota County. So
right.
I may not bend your ear on that one, but I'm going to be bending someone.
I can give you your commissioner's from Dakota County. I can give you his cell phone number. He can bend his ear. Mike Slavic.
Thank you very much, Galen.
All right.
I appreciate that. And we'll have a
Absolutely.
Good. Probably won't talk to you before the end of the year, but have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Galen Malika. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 10.